is Jessica Favorito, and I'm a graduate student at Virginia Tech, and today I'm going to be talking about relating soil physicochemical properties to plant selenium uptake. So as an introduction, selenium is a chalcogenic metalloid and also a contaminant at my research site. It's in elevated concentrations because it's associated with phosphate mine soils with concentrations that generally can exceed 1,000 ppm. For typical soils, concentrations can range from 0.1 to 2 ppm. And the typical species that we find in these soils are selenate, which is more soluble and more mobile, selenite, which is more fixed to most mineral surfaces. We also find elemental selenium, which is immobile usually and is associated with the source rock, and selenides, which is also associated with source rock and organic material. So the problem with selenium is that there are a number of cases of ruminant fatalities that occur due to grazing on selenium accumulating and hyperaccumulating vegetation. In particular, this western mountain aster that I have pictured here, that's actually a selenium indicator plant. So my goal was really to understand the processes that control selenium bioavailability. I actually completed a soil sequential extraction procedure to determine mineralogical and organic sinks for selenium, and I also examined a number of soil characteristics in order to relate them to plant selenium uptake. So I have three study sites that are located on reclaimed phosphate mine lands in Soda Springs, Idaho. Two of my sites are located in the Simplot mine area, and as well as the Rasmussen Bridge mine. So the climate in this area is semi-arid, so most selenium species accumulate on the surface as salt. And the transects that I established at these sites were in the Y shape, and they extended in 30 meters in three directions. And we collected soil and plant samples every 6 meters, and only the first 20 centimeters of soil were collected. So this is where my study sites are located in southeastern Idaho. And as you can see, there are three pictured. So the properties that I examine for my analysis were soil pH, zeta potential, which is associated with surface charge, particle size, total elemental composition for the elements that I have listed here, total organic carbon and total inorganic carbon. And so the range for these properties are pictured here. So basically the pH generally ranges for my soils from 6 to roughly 8. Zeta potential values range from between negative 19 to negative 27 millivolts. Clay percents vary quite a bit from as low as 3 to upwards of 27%. Sand percents range from 14 to around 67%, so these were silt loams for the most part. Total organic carbon range from 0.4 to roughly 7%, and inorganic carbon range quite a bit as well from 0.2 to upwards of 11%. So I determined the selenium concentrations in plants in order to relate them to the soil properties that I just mentioned. So my plant samples that I collected from those transects were washed and digested in nitric acid and analyzed for selenium using ICP-MS. And here are the results from that analysis. So pictured here, you have S1 sites, the S2 sites, and the RR sites. So those are associated with the Simplot, the S1 is associated with the first portion of the Simplot site, the S2 is associated with Simplot 2, and the RR is for that Rasmussen Ridge mine. So for the top graph, these are considered accumulators of selenium. And as you can see, the alfalfa species, pictured in that blue color, are accumulating quite a bit of selenium, upwards of 350 ppm. Brome grass also are showing quite high accumulations of selenium for an accumulator plant of upwards of 250 ppm. And as you can see, these Simplot 2 soils in general are just showing higher concentrations overall compared to the Simplot 1 site and the Rasmussen Ridge soils. The bottom graph is showing that indicator plant aster, which has quite high concentrations of selenium, upwards of 6,000 to 7,000 ppm. For that Simplot 2 site, and the Rasmussen Ridge soils are showing accumulations of upwards of 3,000 ppm. The Simplot 1 soils are quite a bit lower compared to the other two sites, except for the center point, which is upwards of 2,500 ppm. So I wanted to take the plant concentrations that I determined and relate them to soil parameters using multiple linear regression. So parameters that include pH, zeta potential, sulfur concentrations, selenium concentrations, and total organic carbon played a large role in the regression equation, with R-squared adjusted values of roughly 0.88 for my hyperaccumulator equation and 0.65 for my accumulator plant equation. We had several unexplainable factors that were found significant in these regression equations, which included clay, sand, copper, chromium, and manganese, and these are potentially things that we are going to look at and examine later on. I also completed a extraction procedure. An SEP is basically a series of extractions and rinses with progressively harsher chemicals. So selenium is sequestered by both organic and mineralogical sinks, and the SEPs can account for these. They basically separate more mobile from more recalcitrant sinks, and in the middle you basically have selenium that is bound to mineralogical sinks. And I used the Amakura 2010 procedure, which accounted for soluble selenium, phosphate exchangeable selenium, carbonate bound, amorphous iron oxide bound, organic fractions, and residual selenium. And my extractions were analyzed using inductively coupled atomic emission spectroscopy, or ICP-AES. And so these are the results from my SEP analysis. So as you can see, these top more brown portions of the graph, these are associated with residual elemental selenium, so those were the highest fractions overall, followed by the green portions, which are organic selenide type compounds. There's quite a bit of amorphous iron oxide and carbonate associated selenium as well. But surprisingly, there is very little water soluble and phosphate exchangeable selenium, which are in blue, in a lighter blue at the bottom of these graphs. So for the carbonate fraction, we found ranges of roughly 2 to 15.7 ppm, and 16 out of the 48 samples that I analyzed were below the limit of detection for ICP-AES. For amorphous iron oxide fractions, the range was roughly similar to the carbonate fraction, with values ranging from 3.7 to 14.6 ppm, and 30 out of 48 of my samples were below the limit of detection for the ICP-AES. The highest overall fraction was the residual elemental selenium compounds with upwards of 320 ppm selenium, and the second highest fraction overall was associated with organic selenide compounds with upwards of 86.1 ppm. So I took the values that I obtained from that SEP and tried to relate them to plant uptake using multiple linear regression. So I, again, separated out hyperaccumulator plants from the accumulator plants. So for the hyperaccumulator aster, only water-soluble fractions actually correlated to plant selenium with an R-squared value of 0.75. From my accumulator analysis, there were low correlations found for phosphate-exchangeable selenium with an R-squared value of roughly 0.4. So in conclusion, from the soil characteristic regression analysis, pH, zeta potential, sulfur concentrations, selenium concentrations, and organic carbon were found significant in the equation with several unexplainable parameters noted. From my SCPs, the highest concentrations of selenium were sequestered in organic and residual fractions. Moderate portions were found in carbonate and amorphous iron fractions. This suggests that calcite or amorphous iron are possible supplies of selenium to plants. But from the hyperaccumulator analysis for the SCPs, they correlated well with the soluble selenium fractions, but this differed from the accumulator plants, which lowly correlated with phosphate exchangeable selenium.